Southern Land Clearing Services. Can I help you?
Oh, yes. Hi, is this Stoney?
This is him.
Hi, it's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Hey, Tina.
Hi. I'm sure you got the notification, but I'm just following up because we're having trouble processing this month's payment. And I
what
didn't
notification?
Know about the payment not going through. Did you receive
no.
that? We sent an email.
No.
Yeah, it says that the credit card that we have on file is not working, so I didn't know if you just needed more time or if you something was going on with the card.
I don't know what's going on with my card or my website. My website has y'all's domain as my domain now, so my Google account's all messed up. My credit card's been fraud, so I'm waiting on another credit card to come in
during
all this thing that's been going on with something Local Splash did. How could y'all get y'all's domain name instead of mine? Because Google's got me shut down because it switched. Somehow the domain name switched. Now, when you go in to look at site links, it comes up, Local Splash. MySite.localsplash something. It does not show Southern Land Clearing Services. Yeah, my ad's still running, but it shows y'all's domain.
Oh, that's because the account's in suspension. So we put that little orange banner on the top of the site, which is a friendly reminder to let you know that we're having trouble with the payment. Once the payment goes through, then that orange banner comes off.
This has nothing to do with Local Splash me paying you. It has to do with the Google website. The domain's changed. That's why I'm
the website is still, the domain is still southernlandclearingservices.com. If you Google that or if you type that in, www.southernlandclearingservices.com, it still brings up your site that we built for you. But the tagline at the top will show mysite.localsplash.com, and that's just because the orange banner's on there. Once the orange banner comes down, it will show in the URL, southernlandcleaningservices.com. Like I said, that's just supposed to be a friendly reminder to let you know that the payment's not going through. So.
Well, it's weird that all this happened at once. My car got fraud, then you said y'all had to do that to my Google account all at once. So did y'all do this to me?
No, because last we charged you was on June 21st, and the payment was fine then. So if something happened to your card recently, that doesn't have anything to do with us because your payment's not due until the 21st of each month. So there was no further attempt on that card until July 21st, and that's when we already started getting the error. So that error occurred before we tried to process it on the 21st.
Okay.
Yeah, it says suspected fraud when we tried to process it on 7/21, it says.
Right. So the fraud, there's something, I'm waiting on my new card to get in. It's supposed to be 7 to 10 days sometime next Wednesday, Thursday. That's my dilemma. That's my issue.
Okay. So I'll put a note in here that you're waiting on a new card. And one thing that I don't want you to worry about, Sony, is everything will still stay active on your account other than that little orange banner and that my site showing up for the domain. But your domain is still working, okay?
Okay,
so
you're saying this orange thing and this other thing. Where are you talking about?
I'm in front of
my computer right now.
Okay, so type in your web address. Type in southernlandclearing.com. So that will still bring up your site, right? But when it pulls up, if you look at the web address, it changes to mysite.localsplash.com. And that's
Okay. I typed in
southernlandclearingservices.com.
Oh, Okay, Warner, owner, action required. That's the first time I saw this. This information here is no longer being updated. If you are the owner, please contact the marketing agency. Okay.
Yep. Yeah, so that's the only thing that is going to, like, show visually while you're waiting on the new card. But other than that, everything stays active. You're still on Google. You're still on Bing. The website's obviously up and running. You're still mobily optimized, which means you'll still come up from the iPhones, the Androids, the tablets, and the voice-activated devices such as Alexa. So everything is fully running on your campaign with the exception of that little orange banner. And then once the payment goes through next Thursday or Friday when you get the new card, then that will come down within one business day.
Okay, this is, I found out what I'm talking about, where your website is in mine. On local service, Google's local service.
Uh-huh.
Under profile and budget.
Uh-huh.
Your ad is on, ad schedule, business hours, Southern Land Clearing Services, Google Guarantee, got the green, you know, everything. But then on the website, it says, mysite.localsplash.com/site-something-something-something.
Yeah, that's just because the orange banner is on the site right now. Because when you type in southernlandclearingservices.com, which is your site,
No. You didn't hear where I told you I was at. I am in local service leads from Google. My profile and budget, mine, Southern Land Clearing.
Uh-huh.
On profile and budget, it has all my information, my budget, my job types, my Google guaranteed, all my information, my address, phone number, but on my website, it has yours.
Okay.
That's nothing to do with southernlandclearing.com. This is a local service.
Local service ad. So who does your local service ads for you? Because I see that we don't manage that component. We just do the local SEO, the website.
Well, that's what I do that. That's when I got a notification saying
Okay. I do my own. You could go into your local service ad profile then and take down the one that says mysite.local/.com/something-something-something, right?
It doesn't let you.
Oh.
I don't have that option. So I sent a help desk ticket to local service, Google local service to, I don't know how this happened to change it, because they emailed me saying that I requested for them to change it to my site, localsplash.com.
I sent them back
saying, no, this is wrong. I don't know who requested it, but it needs to stay.
Yeah.
So somebody changed it. I didn't. Google did it on their own, sent me the results saying that somebody requested to change it to my
site. But it wasn't
local
you.
Place. It wasn't me.
Okay.
They didn't send me any information on who sent it. I can forward you the email. But somebody requested to change it. They changed it. They sent me the update that it was changed. That's when I didn't do this. This needs to be SouthernLandClearingServices.com, not mysite.localsplash.
Yeah,
so I'm still waiting
saying.
For them to get back with me on this.
Okay, I'm putting this in the note. Because what I can do is next week after we get this all squared away, if you're still having the issue, is I'll have that department, you know, see if they can go into it and fix it for you. But the thing is, we don't do the local service ads, so we might not have access to it. And you've already tried to do it on your own, and it didn't work on your end either, right?
Well, I've got Google. I've got another help desk ticket into Google to fix it.
Okay. I'm just putting a note in here, clearing. If issue persists, get technical help for client. The nice thing about working with us Tony, is that we're a premier partner to Google, so we have our own support staff over there. So if for some reason you can't get it squared away, what I'll do is, you know, next week, you know, once everything's up to speed, is I can get you over to that department and they'll see. But I put a note in here. Client does his own local service ads, and on his profile it shows his site as mysite.local/.com/site-something-something, and then, but it needs to show southernlandclearingservices.com. If issue persists, get technical help for client. So I have a reminder for myself that, you know, next week when we talk, that if that's still ongoing, then, you know, we can get someone on the phone to help. And then I'll send you another notification just relating to the payment, but this one will have my extension on it, which is 777. So, you know, if the new card arrives, you can call in and put in that 777 and it'll ring directly to my desk, you know. Okay. And you could always use me as a point of contact too if you need something else. You know, I'm not a technician, I don't do programming, but you could always call me, and if I can't help you, I can at least get you to the person that can, okay?
All right.
Okay, so I think we're all good to go. So thank you for relaying everything to me. I took some good notes on your account. And in the meantime, have a great rest of your week, too, okay?
You too. Thank you.
All right, thank you. Okay, bye-bye.
All right, thanks.